Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Thursday, January 13th. I'm Sheena Mishkin, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 8.8 million. That's how many vehicles Volkswagen delivered in 2021, a 4.5% drop from the previous year, the automobile company said Wednesday. The deliveries figures follow the news that sales fell in the company's Chinese market, dropping 14%. Volkswagen attributed the drop to a shortage of semiconductors, an important component in the manufacturing of smart and electric cars. The supply chain issues that hampered manufacturing last year are expected to continue in the near term, according to Volkswagen officials. Production this year could also be affected by the Omicron variant. The next number up is $135 million. That's how much real estate company Redfin will pay to acquire mortgage lender Bay Equity Home Loans in a cash and stock deal. Redfin said that Bay Equity's presence in 42 states and its suite of products would allow Redfin to offer mortgages to a greater share of customers. Redfin's move to acquire the company will increase its mortgage capacity, according to Wedbush analyst Igal Arunian. The deal is expected to close in the second quarter. Redfin shares closed 0.5% higher on Wednesday. Our last number is 7%. That's how much consumer prices climbed year over year in December, according to Labor Department data released Wednesday. That means consumer prices rose at the fastest pace in four decades. December's annual increase marks an acceleration from the month prior, when the pace of consumer prices rose 6.8% annually. The reading was in line with expectations and signals that prices will likely remain elevated in the near future because of supply chain issues, labor shortages, and high consumer demand. Economists expect the annual rate to moderate in the coming months, but inflationary pressures could continue as a result of the impact of the Omicron variant. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Thursday, January 13th. I'm Shanna Mishkin, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.